We're in Simen Lamed Ches. We'll be doing Sifim Hey, Vav, and Zayin. Sif Hey, Avol B'Yom Rishon Osur L'Haniach Tefillin. An Avol on the first day is Osur to put on Tefillin. He's not only Potter, but it is Osur for him Tefillin. Mikan Ve'Ela Chayiv Afilo Bo Panim Chadasha. So this is really a sugya there in Yoredeya. And there is a daya there that new people come to be Menachem that haven't been there, so even if it's not the first day, the halach is that he is pater. What we paskin is as follows. First of all, Yom Rishon, the first day, which is the day of the Kavura. There is a Tshuvas Maritz that the Mishnah Berurah brings down that holds that if it is not the Yom Misa Ukvura, then really he is chayiv and tefillin. The Mishnah Berurah comes out paskening not like that. He says the first day is the Yom HaKfura. The Yom HaKfura, whether the Kfura was by night, or the Kfura was in the early morning, or midday, the halacha is that the Avol is potter from tefillin that entire day. Meaning, even after the Kfura, even though he is no longer an onin, and he is chayiv in mitzvahs, he is potter from tefillin, and it is also for him to wear tefillin. Not only that, but the Mishnah Berurah brings a daya there in Yoredeya, that even the next day he must have mitzvah hayom kekulo. He must have a little bit of the next day before he can put on tefillin, and as a result of it, he should wait until after Nates to put on tefillin, which means that on the second day, the day after the kavura, the halacha would be that he should not put on his tefillin until after Nates Hachama. With regard to Panim Chadashas, so there too we paskin that it's not so simple. There too we paskin that if new people have come to be Menachem, he should not put on his tefillin. If he is already wearing tefillin and these new people come to be Menachem, the halacha is that he need not take off his tefillin. But he should not be putting on tefillin when new people have come to be Menachem. This is when they're coming to be Menachem. Not when people are coming to daven. When people are coming to be Menachem, if these are new faces, if these are people that have not been Menachem yet, he should not be putting on his tefillin. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that on Chol HaMoed, an Avol does not have any halachas of Avelis, yet the halachas that they are Menachem him. The halach is that there is tanchume avelim without avelis. So the Mishnah Berurah paskins that if the kfur was on Chol HaMoed or the beginning of Yantiv, the halach is in Chol HaMoed if he puts on tefillin, if he normally puts on tefillin, that he can put on tefillin. He does say, though, that since there's a machlokas, even for those who make a tefillin, a brach on tefillin on Chol HaMoed, he should not. With regard to after Chol HaMoed, when he begins being noheg actual avelis, there, since the manah, he already gotten nechama on Chol HaMoed, he would put on tefillin. In other words, he would not lose out on putting on tefillin on Chol HaMoed. If there was a kfura on Yontif Sheni, so the halachi is that since Yontif Sheni is Ola L'minyan Shiva, that's a halacha that's to be seen later. Since Yontif Sheni counts as the first of the 7 days of Avelis, the halacha is that the day after he would be able to put on tefillin right away, because it's already considered the second day. Now, why is it that an Avol cannot wear tefillin? It's because tefillin is called pe'er. And figuratively, an Avol has ashes on his head, meaning an Avol is not one who is putting pe'er on. Why just the first day? We find the Lashna Pasik Ki Yom Mar, the bitter day. From there we learn that the bitter day is just one. So that the first day of Avelis is more severe, and that's when he could not wear a pe'er. That's when he could not wear tefillin, but the rest of the days of Avelis he could. In the case of someone who found out that someone was Nifter a while ago, and the kfura already was for a while, but he didn't know. And he is one of the krovmen as a chiv of Avelis. So in halacha, we know that there's a difference between a shmur krov and a shmur rechoka. A shmur krov means that he hears within 30 days of the kfura that there was a kfura. The halacha is that he has to be noek shivis imei Avelis. He then is potter from tefillin on the first day that he heard. In the case of a shmur rechoka, in the case where it's more than 30 days, where he's just knowing Avelis for a few minutes and nothing more than that, the halachi is that he is chayiv in tefillin. Not only that, but if he hears a shmur rechoka while he is wearing tefillin, the halachi is that he does not remove the tefillin. He continues wearing them. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that one does not cry in tefillin. That means a cry of Avelis should not be done in tefillin. So that even in the case of a Shmur Rechok, if he knows that he's going to weep, then he should not be wearing tefillin, he should actually remove his tefillin. That was Sif Hei, Sif Vav. B'Tisha B'Av Chayavim B'Tefillin. Tisha B'Av is a day that is Chayiv, because it is not worse than the rest of Avelis. Nevertheless, he sends you to Simen Tov Kuf Nun Hei, where the minhag of not wearing tefillin in the morning is mentioned, and we only put tefillin on in the afternoon. Zayin chosn v'shushvinav pirish reyav hasmeichem imo v'chol b'nei chupa pturim mishum d'shchiyah shichrus v'kalas rush. The wedding party is potter from tefillin. Now, the minhag was that they would keep sheva brachas for the whole 7 days. They would the b'nei hachabura of the chupa. That means the chosn, the shushmina, the shushvinan, the different attendants. The chosn and kala, they would feast together for 7 days, and during that time it was common for people to be drunk. So the halachi is that they are all potter from tefillin. This is the makam achupa, as it's called, the place that they are celebrating. Now the Ramah in a tshuva brings down that bizman hazeh, where a chosn himself, a chosn the day of the wedding, where midina the mishnah, he is potter from tefillin. Nevertheless, a chassan today wears tefillin because we say that the reason he is putter from Krishmi even is because he's not machaven. We say that bizman hazeh he is chayiv. If that's the case, then everybody is chayiv. That's what the Ramah says. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the Magen Avraham, who disagrees and says no. The wedding party during the sheva brachas, they're all putter, but this is when the chassan is eating with them only. At that time, they are putter. The Gra says that this is only referring to wearing tefillin all day. But with regard to davening, at the time of davening, there's no shichrus, nobody is eating, nobody is drinking, no one is getting drunk. During davening, the chosn is chayiv, everybody is chayiv, and this is the way we are knowing. The Birkei Yosef brings down, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chidah, that bizman hazeh, we don't pater a chosn, the shishvin, or anybody else from tefillin at all during all of the Shivas Yimei HaMishnah.